You're listening to the Officer Jack McGlam program. This is the second hour of our program, and we have an astonishing guest on with us today that knows so much about the situation in Israel. I want to just take a moment, Barry, to thank our dear sister, Leslie Ragland, for telling me about you.
I'd heard
about you several times, but she said, Jack, you got to get Barry on. So we want to thank Leslie for that.
We sure do. That was really nice of her.
Oh, yes. Well, please continue on now. You were giving us some very important information when the break came up. Go right ahead.
As a policeman, maybe with contacts in Salt Lake City, you bring two CFR members for interrogation. They are Daniel Abraham and Stephen Cohen. Daniel Abraham is Slim Fast Foods. Stephen Cohen is just an ugly old Jew. I'm telling you, he's awful. You see him on CNN every day analyzing the Middle East for us.
I see, yes.
They were both Wayne Owens' business partners. Keep that in mind.
Okay,
they are both Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, Wayne Owens was into criminality, is that right?
Read the chapter. He had a think tank in Washington, at the Peace and Development, Economic Development Fund, whatever. He was involved in the Middle East since 1989. His founders, again, his business development founders, first were Daniel Abraham, and then came Stephen Cohen. Now, Abraham, by the way, all CFR, again, all of them from this organization. Now, keep something huge in mind about Daniel Abraham. He helped get Olmert in power. There was a rising scandal during the last election, a major scandal where Olmert sold his house for 2.5 times its value, something like $2 million more than it was worth, to Daniel Abraham.
Uh-huh. Payoff, huh?
You bet it was.
Payoff.
You bet it was. And this was going to cause endless problems for Olmert, who in the past has been investigated by our attorney general at least 5 times on terrible crimes. Well, I'm going to give you one to do with 9/11. No, I won't right now. Another show, maybe. I'm going too far. But nonetheless, he was a Likud accountant, and he just stole money. All right, I'll give you very quickly. His other captain was Menachem Atzmon. Menachem Atzmon ran the companies for Logan Airport, Boston, and Newark Airport that provided the security on the day of 9/11. There. How's that for coincidence?
Yes. We know about that. We sure do, yes. Uh-huh.
You do know about Menachem Atzmon?
Oh, yes. We know about the security deal there at the airport, yeah.
Yeah. Holy, did you know it was Ehud Olmert's co-accountant at the Likud headquarters in the late 80s? Was Menachem Atzmon?
No, didn't know that.
Well, now you know something amazing. Isn't it a small world?
Isn't it a small world? Yes, it is.
The two accountants for the Likud in the late 1980s, Ehud Olmert is now prime minister of the country, and Menachem Atzmon ran security for the two airports where the 9/11 planes came out of.
It's
marvelous world we live in. Marvelous how close it is.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm not going to jump into 9/11. That's a boo-boo. But this Ehud Olmert is so tied up. And once again, Daniel Abraham, it was on Daniel Abraham's plane that Wayne Owens arrived in Jerusalem December 18th of 02. And I assume Daniel Abraham was on the plane. I assume. I can't find out. I have gone through every internet report on that last journey of Wayne Owens. All I know is he was on Daniel Abraham's private plane.
I see. Okay.
Oh,
all right, folks, we're coming up on another break. We'll be right back with Barry Shamish. And, folks, get a pencil and paper, please. Come armed to these programs because we have so much good information that you're going to want to get these books that he has and do the studying that we're going to do here on these books at our two police and military associations. Be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, folks, and I want to give out Barry's website. It's absolutely fascinating and startling, the information on there, folks. It's www.barry, B-A-R-R-Y, all one word, Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H.com, barrychamish.com. And it's incredible. I've been on it about an hour now, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on that website, I believe, and a lot of our police and soldiers here will, too. So, Barry, just go ahead and continue on, brother.
Well, that commercial, I guess, reminded me. I'm supposed to be in Washington for the American Free Press Conference on September 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah.
I spoke with the organizer, Chris Pacherik. So, if you want to see me... Look, you know, every time someone gives me an invitation, until I see the airplane ticket, I'm, skeptical. But I spoke to him, and I'm supposed to be at that conference in Washington.
Well, I believe you will. I know the American Free Press people there, and if they say you're going to be there, you're going to be there, Barry.
Well, yeah. Okay, then Chris Pacherik, should I give their number, people look it up themselves?
Sure, go right ahead.
Well, if you want to know when I can actually speak, it's 202-544-5977, 202-544-5977.
Okay.
Now we get back to the big one. Daniel Abraham, you got to interrogate this man. You got to reinvestigate the murder of Wayne Owens. Now, look, Wayne Owens was an American congressman found dead in Tel Aviv. He was so tied up with the Shimon Peres Peace Center, and that is a money laundering. It's just a money laundering mafioso peace center. But they booked the USAID of huge amounts of money for a desalinization plant, for an aid and development plan. This is what Wayne Owens was up to. On the last day of his life, he changed. He ran this amazing last day where he tried to overthrow Arafat. Now, here's the reason why. And I know this is confusing, and I know I'm giving you a new Israel, but this is the real Israel. It's the real thing. Okay? There was a gentleman named Yossi Ginassar. He was the deputy head of the Shabak, our secret services. He blackmailed many prime ministers, including Rabin, Peres, and, of course, Sharon. Who else doesn't blackmail Sharon? You get me started. Sharon's crimes will never get out of here. But let's just stick with Yossi Ginassar.
Okay.
Yossi Ginassar arranged a bank account for Yasser Arafat of over $300 million. And all the money stolen from the Palestinian people and so forth and so on. What's new? The person who arranged something else, he arranged the straw companies. You had to hide all this money behind companies that did nothing. They just existed on paper. His name was Ozrad Lev. And he opened his mouth to the Israeli paper Ma'ariv, and this thing blew sky high in Israel. An amazing scandal. Truly, really, we never had a $300 million scandal, but worse, it was paying for terrorism. It was paying the PLO to kill Jews. And it went every which way. But if you know Israel, no matter how big the scandal is, it's going to disappear. And Peres will never be put in trial for murder or anything else. The bigger the crime, the less likely he will actually stand trial for it. The only people who stand trial for crimes in Israel are somebody who cheated the tax department by 2 cents. Okay, they'll come down on him like a ton of bricks. But the real criminals, and I do mean criminals, they are not Jews, as I explained. They are Sabbateans. They hate Jews. Running that government, they will never be tried for anything, unless, of course, they betray the CFR and the Vatican and everyone else, and they'll start opening their mouths. Then, like Yitzhak Rabin, they will be murdered. Yitzhak Rabin was murdered, but was murdered for opening his mouth. I'll go back to that, but I'm losing my train of thought. Stephen Cohen. Stephen Cohen was made CEO of these phony companies. And Stephen Cohen was Wayne Owens' personal business development manager. And if this scandal had been investigated by anyone with an ounce of brains, it turns out I was the only one who investigated it, really to the end, they would have found that Wayne Owens was in the center of a massive scandal whose result was horrible terror against Israel. And that was not to be, because on the last day of his life in Israel, he made a pact with Shari Hanuspi to overthrow Yasser Arafat, to take over the leadership of the PLO. The next day after he was dead, his Shari Hanuspi's personal helper, his good friend, was banned and arrested from Israel, even though he was in the country on a perfectly good letter of recommendation. It was a visa, in a sense, into Israel. And then on the 20th of the month, 2 days after his body was found, Shari Hanuspi was released from the PLO, and he was fired from his job as Minister of Jerusalem by Yasser Arafat. That is the reason that Wayne Owens was murdered, because he tried to replace Yasser Arafat as leader of the PLO, and so many people were going to lose so much money, including, of course, Shimon Peres. Now, I say Peres because the last person to visit Wayne Owens alive was Perez's partner, Avi Gill, who had supper with him at 6 o'clock. He was killed around 7:38.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
Please arrest and interrogate Daniel Abraham and Stephen Cohen, somebody in Salt Lake City. A murder took place of your congressman.
Okay. All right. Good
information. Can you help with that?
Well, I can make some contacts. I don't know how far I'll get because, you know, in the top police departments and federal, state, we have the enemies of our country, and a lot of times they nix these programs. We have a good FBI agent who is trying to run down the drug importation of the Bush family and the CIA and the mafia in New York, and he's been in jail now 15 years because he wouldn't quit investigating it. So we have the same corruption here, Barry, that
well,
you have there in Israel.
Bad.
So we can do the best we can do, you know?
Well, I was in Salt Lake City, and I want you to know it's higher than you think. We must not forget that Wade Owens was actually a Mormon, and they do not want this death covered. I was told that over and over again that it's higher than I know, and I haven't
right.
got a prayer.
True, true, very true. So we run into the same problems here with corruption at the top.
You know what? In Israel, it's such a small country, I could actually trace the real Israel, the real people running the country. Your country is just so vast. It's just so vast. Nobody could do it. But I want you to know that I have a bunch of books, and here are their names. My first book was put out in Oklahoma City. It's called Traitors and Carpetbaggers in the Promised Land. I have the last copies. Then came Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. Then Israel Betrayed, followed by The Last Days of Israel, followed by Save Israel, and now the new book, Shabbat Free, Labor, Zionism, and the Holocaust.
Very
order them.
Very
you know, order them.
Okay.
ChamishBA@gmail.com with your address, and I'll just send them out to you.
Okay, now listen, give your address again very slow because people are trying to write this down. Go right ahead.
Well, my name is Barry Chamish, and BA is for the Barry. So it's chamishba@gmail, that's Gmail, gmail.com.
Okay.
Include your address. I'll say $20 for the first book, and then the postage should be a little less. Say like $12 for the rest.
Okay, let me give out your phone number too, Barry.
Sure, why not?
It's 918 area code, folks. 482-2333. If you have some meetings, you want to get people together and have or have them on in the media where you're located, folks. Please call 918 area code 482-2333. All right, Barry, go right ahead.
Now, if anyone there is a pastor and he wants their congregation to be extremely grateful, I'm saying something radically different, but I am not saying anything against the people of Israel. They're my people. I'm trying to save my people who are being bombed to death. Let's not mix up our metaphors here. I'm extremely pro-Israel in that the people are my people. They don't know what's going on. They haven't got a clue what's going on.
Just like the American people. Just like the American people, yes.
I guess you're right. Now, as for the Arabs, they don't have a clue either. I'm not the investigator of the Arabs, but I assure you that Hezbollah and Hamas were given tremendous aid and comfort by the CFR as well, and they were created to be Israel's mortal enemy. Why do you think we left Lebanon, Ehud Barak, and abandoned our Christian allies there, these SLA, the Southern Lebanese Army? They were, by the way, set up by Menachem Begin, the last decent Israeli prime minister. He made a beautiful alliance with the Christians. And Ehud Barak had them all arrested. He pulled the army up in one night, and anyone remaining who happened to be a Christian, who happened to be a member of that army, was arrested, tortured, mutilated, jailed, and or killed. And that
great.
Was...
Okay.
Here's the music.
All right, here comes the music. We'll come back, folks, and... A lot of more good information going to come out here, folks. We've got a lot of time left. We'll look forward to that after these important messages.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Barry, I'm reading a section here on the break of that you have here. David Ben-Gurion and the labor Zionist in Israel collaborated with the Nazis. Very, very interesting here.
It's called the transfer agreement.
Yeah.
They set up an amazing agreement to get the German Jews into their little enclave, which was going to be known as Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. They got them out of Germany. The agreement was a horrifying thing that my Zionists, again, the good guys, were thrown out of the Jewish agency and had no way to stop it, and ran around the United States of America to stop this atrocity, this transfer agreement, where the Nazis, through horrible repression, got the Jews to Palestine, and then closed the doors of Palestine through the British White Paper, and the Jews were trapped in Europe. And the leaders of Israel and the Jewish agency were just having the time of their life because it's actually a mitzvah, a beautiful good deed to kill a Jew who doesn't believe that Shabtai Tzvi is the Messiah. Believe me, the history that I am relating is so different from the history people know, but it's the real thing.
Well, you've got 3 pages here, brother. Is there more on this that one could read?
In my book.
In your book. Okay.
I will send it to you. You'll get a real kick on the transfer agreement.
Very good.
I've got to tell you about Lebanon now, something you didn't know. Now, I don't have to tell you now we know why the Sharon forced the Jews out of the Gaza Strip, Gush Katif. They are living now traumatized. They don't know where they are. He tortured 9,000 of the most prosperous Jews in the world, the best farmers you ever saw. They turned garbage land into producing 25% of Israel's produce, and today that land is once again, as you know, garbage land.
I see.
It was to start this war. We should have known it, but nonetheless, I'm going to give you the kidnapping of Corporal Shalit, and this came... first, it was reported on the DEPCA file, and then it was shut down every which way. Here's what really happened. The IDF set up a commission of inquiry headed by Major General Giora E. Land. What they discovered is that the kidnapping of Corporal Shalit, that was the kidnapping that started the war. There was another one, I'll go into it, but it was recorded on surveillance camera. They watched the killing and they watched the kidnapping from headquarters. And a soldier told his officer, we have to shoot up those guys and save Corporal Shalit, probably not by name. And
yeah.
He was refused. They watched the kidnapping take place. No soldiers were sent in to save Corporal Shalit. And now here is even the worst part. It wasn't for over an hour later that the kidnapping was actually announced to the rest of the IDF. They let him be kidnapped. It was on purpose.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that was
from the IDF's own investigatory committee. Now, I will tell you the name of the site. I hope they have an archive. It's debka.com, and I don't usually recommend them because they've given me information in the past that was just false, but this one isn't false. debka.com. Look in the archives under Giora, E-I-L-A-N-D, and look at how the war really started. Next.
Okay, now, say that again. D-E-B, what was it?
D-E-B-K-A.com. DEPCA. Now, don't believe a lot of the stuff. A lot of it isn't good.
Okay.
But this one they got right on. It came from the IDF's own investigatory committee. It was mentioned in the Israeli media in Hebrew, and then it died.
It just died.
Yeah. And it was known in Israel.
So they allowed the soldier to be kidnapped on purpose, is that
they
right?
They sure did. They didn't write on purpose. They wrote, how could this have happened? They wrote all these questions. How could they have watched the kidnapping and taken no action? They didn't say on purpose, but I'm saying on purpose.
Uh-huh. Yes. I tell you what, as the soldier myself in the Vietnam War and as a police officer, you don't sit back and watch one of your brothers get kidnapped or hurt. You go after them to protect them, you know, so that's not normal.
No, it sure was not. No, it's not the army I served in. Oh, I want to tell you that I'm a soldier as well in my time. I fought the First Lebanon War from day one.
Oh, yes.
June 6, 1982, my unit entered Lebanon. We were one of the first to enter Lebanon.
And
I want you to know another thing. We were on the Beirut-Damascus highway within one day. And not an easy day. We were shot at and shelled, all kinds of fun stuff. In one day we were there. Why didn't Israel capture Lebanon? Why are they doing these awful, stupid maneuvers where they send in a few troops to march into ambushes and then they hurry them over the border into the hospital? Why aren't they attacking Lebanon like they attacked Lebanon when I was a soldier?
Yeah.
They don't want these rockets. Come on, they don't want the rockets.
They want the war. I think they want the war.
They want to see if Iran can be brought down in an air war.
Right.
They got a terrible problem.
Yeah.
Their troops are spread too thin. They cannot take Iran. The only way they can take Iran is with their air force. And they're seeing how the Israeli air force does. And guess what? It's doing bad.
Yeah. Okay, hang on to that thought. We're at the bottom of the hour, folks. We've got a half an hour left, and... Wow, I'll tell you, a lot of things going on behind the scenes we're not aware of. We'll be right back with Barry Shamish.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
230 years ago, our country declared its independence from the British Crown. One of the main issues was taxation without representation. Now, Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes startling information on taxation, the Federal Reserve System, and the possibility that our children and grandchildren will be microchipped like cattle. Joseph Bannister, a former criminal investigator for the IRS, will tell you his shocking story. Hear what former Congressman Ron Paul says about the coming police state. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department went from house to house, confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens just when they needed them the most to protect their property and their very lives. Find out more by going to www.freedomtofascism.com. Then, check the local listings for showings in your area. America, Freedom to Fascism opens Friday, July 28th in theaters near you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Because all the place on the news here in America, all the news stations are saying it's Iran, it's Syria, it's Iran, it's Syria, it's not Hezbollah, it's not Hamas. They're going into Iran and Syria and taking the American soldiers in there, are they not?
They're going to, number one, if Syria makes a move on Israel, it's going to be Israeli soldiers. Keep that in mind. It's not going to be your soldiers. It's going to be your Air Force. And I want you to know you're not going to win that way. This is what we're learning from Lebanon. Look, let me state how Israel, how badly Israel's been set up. And let me state, the American Free Press, I like it. I've read it for years, but I have dealt with writers there who are just viciously anti-Israel, and they don't get it. Well, one in particular was Chris Boland. I gave him information for a story a couple of years back. Give us our story. The murder of Wayne Owens. That was my story.
Yeah.
By the time he finished with it, Arafat didn't steal the money. Somehow or another, they persuaded him to steal the money. I mean, it was such a screwball story by the time he finished with it. And I'm saying over and over again, this is World War II again. The Jewish people are being set up again. We're building a wall. Do you really think that wall is to keep Arabs out? That wall is to keep Jews in. This is the Warsaw Ghetto. How many years do I have to scream this? A wall does not stop a rocket. It doesn't do a damn thing, nothing. But you've got World War II, where 60 million people were murdered. But only one people was murdered because it was a people, and that was the Jews. And you've got that with Israel. You're going to face another Holocaust.
I believe you're right.
I've been screaming.
Yes, I believe you're right. I believe they want World War III, and the best way to do it is to have
the
Israeli people get killed. That's right.
Yes, and I've been yelling this. I'm telling you, I've been yelling one word, one sentence over and over again. Where are the Jews? The Jews are going to let it happen again. I have a long history in my book, and I believe it's on the Internet. Maybe, maybe not. You'll get the book and you'll see. The American Jews let the European Jews die. They let them die. They persuaded the Roosevelt government to let them die. The worst of the lot was Rabbi Stuart Wise, head of the Reform Union. He went and made sure that the Jews died. But there were bad people all through the Roosevelt regime who were CFR even back then. And I'm not just talking the ones you know, Brandeis, Baruch, Frankfurter, the whole gang. You had the Sabbateans controlling the Roosevelt government. But it gets worse. Did you know that Churchill was a Jew? I didn't.
I didn't know that, no.
Just write in Winston Churchill, Jewish mother, and go on the Internet. His whole maternal side was Jewish.
Oh, I didn't know that. I do know he wrote some things about the international Jews that would make you think he was not a Jew.
You read, go on the Internet, his mother was Jewish, his maternal side. He was another Disraeli without admitting it.
I see. Okay.
Now, did you know that Hitler's father was probably Jewish?
Oh,
I know this story because it was on the Discovery Channel. No, I'm sorry, the History Channel. The first thing he did when he went to Austria was to destroy the town he was born in, so all traces of his Jewish father would be rubbed out. Apparently his mother worked for Rothschild and she was a maid. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know, after the war, all through Eastern Europe, where every Jew was supposedly rubbed out, Jews are taking over the government. The Stasi, the East German spy network, I mean, everywhere you look, where did they come from? Kreisky in Austria, where did they come from? There weren't 10,000 Jews left in all Austria.
And it's interesting, too, that Hitler had some top Jews as some of his top leaders.
Well, they say Heydrich.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I've read that, but the point of the matter is he didn't know. Or if he knew, he kept quiet. I spoke to people who actually gave Hitler the money to go to power. And by the way, you got to watch for this Warwick family. Not Warwick. What's the matter with me? You know what? I'll leave it be for right now. There's too many names coming at me, and I've had a stroke. I deserve some sympathy.
Okay, go right ahead.
You're talking about Wall Street and the Third Reich. It was a book by Anthony Sutton. I think you should read it.
They put
him in power the same reason that the CFR put the present leaders of Israel into power. For the same reason they made the Arabs nuts. The Arabs weren't nuts until 1917 when the British and Americans arrived in the Middle East. They weren't nuts for 800 years under the Turks and the Ottomans and the Byzantines. You never heard about Islamic fundamentalism. But once the British started moving around the Middle East to make it suit themselves, once they moved the Wahhabis into Mecca and they moved the Hashemites into Jordan and Iraq, they made the Arabs crazy. Now, right now, they're Nazis. You can't do anything about it. They've had almost a century to make these people crazy, and what are you going to do about them? You've got them. They are now Nazis. You've got a real enemy. Now, here is where Israel is going to be the same thing as World War II, the same thing. You may see a lot of people murdered in this upcoming war, but only one is going to die because of they are of a people, and that is Israeli Jews.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. That's the
half
plan.
The Jews
That's
in the world
plan.
Live in Israel right now.
What did
six
you say?
6 million out of 12 million. And I hate that number, 6 million. Let me tell you, I hate it.
Uh-huh.
you've now got another 6 million, half the world's Jews being set up. Who knows what you can put on the tip of a rocket? Pretty soon anthrax, pretty soon gas canisters. Who knows what they can do? They haven't begun to strike. Yesterday they hit a Afula for the first time. That's almost 55 miles from where they sent off the rocket.
I wonder if those funding the Hezbollah and the money to buy the rockets and everything didn't come from the same people that are setting the Jews up, you know, the CFR, setting the Jews up for being attacked. It almost seems like here our research shows that the same people are funding both sides of this war over there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Look, who do you think put in these mullahs and these Khomeinis into Iran? I'm going to give you another story. This was, I guess it was 1979, 80. Iran is now the pro-American Shah of Iran, who, despite it all, was not a bad person. When you're running any country in the Middle East, it's rough. But compared to the Shahs and Mullahs, he was a downright good guy. And that's the Sheikh of Iran. He was now overthrown, and all of these American weapons, including F-15s and 16s, which in 1980 were the latest model airplanes. I was in Jerusalem at the King David Hotel, and I saw Daniel Moynihan, also CFR, of course. Irish guy with the red cheeks, the whole thing, a very friendly guy, everyone liked him. And I said to him, you know, your entire Air Force and military was owned by the Shah of Iran. Are you going in there to get it back? And he taps my shoulder, and he says, we know, son, we know, and walks away.
Yeah.
They let it happen.
Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah.
This whole Middle East, nothing is random.
No,
nothing.
It's all been planned a long time ago.
Indeed it was. But the fact is, Israel almost came out of it with Begin. They almost came out of it, but what they did to that man, they made that man a depressed nut. They killed his wife off. She got diseased. She died off. Sharon and Lebanon, Sharon drove into Lebanon. And a few things Sharon didn't know, the Tabor and Shatila was taking place when he led in the phalangist troops on a Friday and didn't stop until a Monday. You're wrong. It was all to bring down Begin, and they promised Sharon he'd have his day someday, and they got him his day someday. Nothing is random. Nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Not even a sovereign Shatila can stop a Sharon from being prime minister. Nothing. These people with their money, well, if you don't have their money, you can't become prime minister of Israel. I can't become prime minister of Israel. I don't have the money. Yeah, it's that simple. If the CFR backed me, I could.
Well, yes, but the problem is they're not going to back a person like you, Barry.
No,
they're not going to go. You're not going to go along with the program.
And you should see what I know about the Vatican.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
We didn't touch it. I'm on your show again on Monday, right?
Yes. Now, I want to have you back on. I want
to
have you back on RBN here with me and talk about the Vatican situation, because we do have a lot of good Catholic police officers and soldiers. And they're very upset that the Catholic Church today is leading them into this one-world religion that fits right into the one-world government.
Well, that requires getting Jerusalem back.
Yeah.
And by the way, I will remind you that the Charlemagne's Holy Roman Empire of the Germanic people were actually, their capital was Jerusalem.
That's right.
I will remind you that Frederick Barbarossa actually sat on the throne for the Vatican in Jerusalem. Now, this is an amazing history, which today we won't be able to do. By the way, I have an amazing CD on this.
Oh, you
did. If you people would like that CD, that's my lecture.
I'd sure like to have it myself. So let's give out that number again where they can get a hold of you and get that CD, because we have a lot of good Catholics in law enforcement and the military that are very concerned about their church, just like the other churches of America are heading into this world government system. today.
Oh, my goodness. It's chamishba, C-H-A-M-I-S-H-B-A, at gmail.com. And to invite me to speak, please do call 918-482-2333. Now, as I said, I got their lectures. Randall in Texas is answering the phone. Your lovely hostess, Kelly, has been trying on the off hours, and he's just not answering either phone. But he will, I assume, give you the dates of when I will be speaking in Austin and in Dallas. And after that, as I said, September 2nd, 3rd, I'll give Randall's number one time. 512-577-5394. 512-577-5394. I don't know when I'm speaking in Texas.
Okay, brother.
He told me that he'd give me a date today, but he's not answering the phone.
Okay.
I want to meet everybody except True Blue Anti-Semites. I don't want to meet you. But
okay.
Anyone who's concerned about this world and it, watching it go straight down the tubes, please invite me. I have an amazing amount of information in these six books. And I'd like to get out somehow.
Sure. Well, we want to help you, too. We're going to help you do that. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Folks, now, for those that do not write too fast, like this old cop, I want to give it out again. It's chamishba, like Bravo Adam, at gmail.com. Okay.
Now, anyone after that who wants to be on my email, I'll tell you how it's done. That's not where I send my email list out. My website is run by a decent enough guy. He gives me no control. He cannot send books out. I suppose
okay.
If you order from it, I will figure it out to make sure that you all get your books.
Okay.
I suppose if it happens, I'll make sure you get your books. But the best bet is probably directly through me.
All right. Well, that's good. It's Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H-B-A, like Bravo Adam, at gmail.com. Okay, Barry, continue on now. We've got a few minutes left, and how would you like to finish up this program today? What would you like to tell us?
Well, I'm not going to do the Vatican. It takes too long.
Okay, we'll have you back again. We'll have you back again. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. No, you're a wonderful host. Very, very good. This was a wonderful interview. The Vatican takes a whole long time. This is Shimon Peres conniving for 50 years to get to the Vatican Jerusalem. And it's shocking. It's just shocking. But nonetheless, my country's in danger. I just spoke to my son. My wife got him out of the country. My ex-wife, I'm sorry, but what the heck. I got my children out of the country there in Britain. He wants back. He doesn't care what happens to Israel. He wants back to his home. And I don't know how many parents are going through what I'm going through right now. My country is being bombed. I don't want my children anywhere near the missiles.
Yes, right. Very
I'm
going to
phone my ex-wife back. I'm going to tell her that straight up. I don't want them near the missiles. But she's probably going to take them back.
Oh.
And I can't tell you, they're going to get killed if they don't watch out.
Well, that's the plan of our government leaders and your government leaders over there are planning to kill a lot of Americans and Israelis over there. And I don't know what we can do about, but get the word out like you're helping us do today, Barry.
I'll tell you about Iran. You probably won't lose a lot of people in the air attack. Okay, your Air Force will probably make your country very miserable for a little while, but they could spread worldwide and take out, I'm talking about a local McDonald's in Paris. It won't be a war like you've seen before. It won't be like what you expect to see, but one thing is for sure, Israel is losing this war, and people don't understand how this could happen. I've been screaming for 12 years. Hezbollah has 18,000 rockets. Of course we're going to lose the war. We're too small to withstand that.
Well, I don't know. It's up to the big boys that pull the strings on both sides at who wins. So we'll have to see what they've got planned. They want to have this thing into a worldwide conflagration so that they can get their world government going. Because
the only country I see that could be attacked is Israel. Now, again, America could have another phony 9/11.
That's
right. You could have all kinds of things, but they're not going to attack you. The only country that will be attacked is my country, Israel.
Well, I believe you're right. They'll do another phony attack on America and blame it on the Iranians and Syrians to get us involved in the war.
Well, I don't believe you have an army big enough to attack a country of 60 million people. That means it's your Air Force and only your Air Force. Unless you have a draft, then I don't believe this country is going to allow for that simply. But
well, if we have enough blood in the streets here, Barry, if they kill 500,000 Americans and blame it on the Muslim fanatics over there, the American people will go for a draft for sure. So that may be what they have planned. We'll be right back, Barry. Hang on, and we'll be back to end up the program, folks. Stay tuned.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
All right, folks, we're about out of time for the program today, and we've sure been blessed to have you on, Barry. A lot of interesting information. We definitely want to have you back again, get into some other things, because there's so much to talk about, and you have so much knowledge. Oh, Barry just got lost somehow? Okay. We lost Barry. Hey, I hope the enemies of God and liberty didn't grab him and cart him off. Let's say a prayer for Barry. Hope it's just a phone problem. But, folks, we've just got a few minutes left here. And I'll tell you, I want you to go to his website, folks. Go to his website. It's called, www.BarryChamish, and that's C-H-A-M-I-S, like in Sierra, H.com. Okay? www.BarryChamish.com. And you'll just get a load of information here of what Barry feels about all these issues and investigations he's done. So, okay, Barry's back. All right, brother, we got about a minute and a half left. So go ahead and close out the program the way you'd like to close it out, Barry. And thank you for being here with us, brother. It's been tremendously informative, and I've just given out your website twice. So please go right ahead.
I'm going to finish with one thing. Any writer who's in favor of bombing Israel, I just spoke with my son who's in England. He wants to go back despite the rocks. He's 16 because Israel's his home. Yeah. They know nothing. They don't know anything.
They don't. At 16, they don't know anything.
They don't know anything.
That's right. That's right.
Anyone who's blaming the Israeli people for any of this doesn't understand what's going on. The Jews are always the victims, always. And that has a lot to do with these Sabbateans I'm talking about. For them to destroy Judaism is a mitzvah, it's a blessing. And unless that's understood that the leaders of Israel are the worst enemies of the Jews, you don't understand what's going on.
That's right. Absolutely true. Same as here in America, Barry. The worst enemies of our country and our people are our leaders and our government.
My family speaks Hebrew. The only people they know are the Israeli people. Somehow or another, they've got to go back. And I'm watching my country being bombed at now a rate of 55 miles all the way to Afula, and I'm heartbroken. Never forget this. I'm giving an interview, but I'm just heartbroken by what I see.
Okay, brother. Well, I appreciate you putting out information for us today, and we want to have you back again to get some more information from you. But I want to tell the people again, folks, to have him speak for your church group or any organization, call 918, area code, 482-2333. That's 918-482-2333. Well, Barry, we're just about totally out of time. It's been a pleasure having you on, and we're going to ask the people to pray for you that your safety will be ensured so you can go on spreading information that we need to have, okay?
Every prayer helps.
All right. Well, Lord bless you real good, and thank you for being with us, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
I think it's Monday. You got it.
All right. Now, I don't know if you have my address, so would you mind if I call you back? You were going to send me some information.
It's in Kineak, Idaho.
Yeah, it's Kamei, Idaho.
I've got it.
Oh, you've got it. Okay,
I'm
brother.
I put in the mail. By the way, your neighbor phoned me last night from the same town.
Okay, very good. Okay, we're totally out of time. God bless you, Barry, and we'll talk to you later. Folks, thank you for being with us today. Have a great weekend, and don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good day.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.